This is Buddy Watch. This is the podcast where we recap whatever we've been watching lately on the telly, overanalyze it, get stuck into the weeds. And we are the usual hosts of the Neighbours Recap Podcast, but we've broadened our horizons. I'm Vaya.
And I'm Kate.
And at the moment, we're buddy watching The Block. And this season, I am the new kid on the block. This is my first full viewing experience of The Block.
And I've been around the block a few times, 14 times to be exact.
Yes, and Kate has experience in the homewares design world.
I've got a few opinions about design.
And I have no expertise with design. I just know what I like. I like Maya Floral. I like mixing and matching whatever odds and ends I find.
Look, you don't know art, but you know what you like.
Yeah. I like my feminine touches, which is a word we'll probably get stuck into this episode. This week, we are going to get stuck into the room reveals of the master suites and walk-in robes.
Yes, and this is like a big design week. I'd say this is probably the second most important design week after the living and dining rooms.
Yeah, which is coming up.
Yes, next week.
That's a big one. Yeah, I'm much more excited to discuss soft furnishings than I am tiling.
Yeah, basically.
I'm happy to be out of the bog rooms.
There's a lot of ways the contestants can express themselves in these rooms with the soft furnishings and art that they couldn't in bathrooms.
So before we get stuck in there, we need to have a little powwow about the quote-unquote walkout that was the star of the show last weekend of Sarah doing her big shit crack, you know, just heading for the hills and going, I'm out, I'm leaving.
And what did we predict?
She just came back on.
Of course she did. She was never going to leave.
She was back in the hi-vis before you could tweeze an eyebrow.
She got an hour's consultation with Shayna and bang, she was right back on track.
Yeah. I will address as well, I've seen a bit of chatter online that she keeps saying Shayna's name as Sheena.
Yeah, she definitely does.
No, she doesn't, Kate, because I'm going to educate you a little bit on the
Bogan accent.
The Western, oh, I'm going to guess she's Western suburbs. The ethnic Western suburbs lass.
Okay.
What she's doing is she's saying Shayna. She's emphasizing the Y. That if you
Shayna.
If you picture it, no, you're still doing it too
posh.
Posh. If you picture it as S-H-A-Y-E-E-N-A, Shayna.
So it's actually Shayna. A touch a bit more ethnic in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's almost like a touch of Shania in there.
Because she says it quickly. So she goes, Shayna didn't tell me blah, blah, blah. So she's just emphasizing
Shayna.
The Y-E-E. Shayna.
Isn't there like a model who's Shayna Chic or something like that?
I'm out of touch with my model population. But if you're going to stick a rogue Y in your name, you're just going to have to live with a diversity mispronunciation.
Look, the feng shui of Shayna's name, I'm not here to discuss.
Yeah, there's something out of whack in there. And I'm thrilled to bits to have my friend Darren. I've got a real affinity with him.
Daz is back.
Daz is back in the judging panel and I'm here for him. And a lot of blokes on their rags this week. Neil had a few tanties and the four men had a couple of tanties.
Mm-hmm. One theme I noticed, we don't really discuss the episodes before the room reveal, but just this week seemed all about Courtney's lack of confidence in her own design skills.
Yeah, which makes me question how she even put her hand up to apply for the show.
I know, it makes you wonder how like the other 40-odd thousand people who applied couldn't have been better than that.
It's clearly a personality mix.
Yeah.
Because obviously we've got the two netballers from Victoria who don't have the building expertise and then often get caned for it.
But they've got the design skills.
Yeah. But I think they're just winging it. Like they just happen to be good at it. They don't have a skill base for that.
They've found a theme that works for them and they've run with it. And they've fortunately it's something that the judges like. Mm. And they've been really successful with what they've done.
Yeah. Sarah was back at carpet court halfway through her walkout, so that didn't even last at all. So it was a big reminder to me to never trust the block promos.
Maybe she got back onto the wallpaper lady and she just talked her down off the ledge. One thing that Jess said this week, which I thought was a really interesting kind of talking point, was everyone reckons that being competitive is the only way to win the block, but if we were competitive, we'd have very small bedside tables. That's like, because the netties gave them some bedside tables at the last minute because their bedside tables were too small.
Oh, okay.
But she was saying that if you need to be competitive to win, but if they'd been competitive and blanked everyone else, they wouldn't have had a chance of finishing their room this week.
Oh, because people were kind to them.
Yeah.
And when we say win, we mean the weekly room reveal challenge, yes. Winning the money each week.
Yeah.
Because really winning the whole show is just making more money back.
Yes.
And what I've noticed, I had a bit of insight this week. We did a little deep dive on Sarah's social media and we found her vision, her and Hayden, whatever his vision is worth, to the conversation, but their strategy on Instagram, mm-hmm. why they chose apartment number 3, which we've questioned because it's not one of the Swish penthouses.
No.
They've had a few references to the fact that it's a bit more art deco. So her strategy, and I'll repost it on our Instagram, Buddy Watch Pod. Apartment 3, lower reserve come auction, larger internal floor space, so more bang for your buck, city views and northwest aspect, up to 3 meter ceilings, all year round entertaining terrace, double brick insulation, concrete structure ceiling. And then in the comments, I noticed she had a little dig at Jess, who was like, penthouse, mate. And then Sarah wrote back and said, rooftop terrace apartment.
You know what? I could pick holes in all those points. Lower reserve come auction, first one. Okay, so yes, the reserve will be lower come the auction, but it's only going to be by, say, maybe
100K.
Yeah, or even less, maybe 60 to 80K.
Okay.
It doesn't. You know, for the amount of money that the penthouse is going to sell for, it's not really reflected in the reserve there.
And the prices were released this week, the asking prices.
The asking prices, which aren't the reserves. Oh. So the reserves will be revealed in the final auction episode and it'll be given to them in like sealed envelopes and there'll be like a stupid challenge to get the envelopes. Yeah.
And so the asking prices range from like 2.5 million to 2.9 million. Well,
interestingly enough, the asking prices are the same for apartments 1, 3 and 5, so all the north-facing ones.
We only carry sizes 1, 3 and 5.
But yeah, what was it 2.3 to 2.5 for those apartments?
I think so.
And then Hans and Courtney had the lowest reserve and Norma Jess had the highest reserve.
And they're on one of the penthouses.
Yeah, so theirs I think went up to 2.7. So you can't tell me that apartment number 1 is going to get the same price at the end of the day as apartment 3. But then this all comes back to the Victorian government's been really strict on underquoting when it comes to auction prices. So the real estate agent needs to give a kind of a realistic figure for what they think.
Yeah, not just to get buyers through the door.
Yes, yeah. It's not like a bait and switch tactic, which they've been famous for doing, of saying, oh, it's going to sell for this low price, so we'll get like all these buyers in. But in fact, the owners want a price much higher and it's never going to sell that low.
I do kind of agree with her point about larger internal floor space because look at bloody old mate WA's.
That's a fact.
Arena spectacular bedroom.
Yeah, but then why wouldn't you go for the apartment across the hallway if you're looking for larger internal space?
What was that one?
Oh, Hans and Courtney's. Across the hall from Shaden. City views and northwest aspect, well, the netties have that. Up to 3 meter ceilings, the netties have higher ceilings than that.
Yep.
And what we know from their bathroom is that they actually only had a 2.6 meter ceiling, which isn't that tall.
The New South Wales?
All the original Gatwick apartments have the lower ceilings. All year round entertaining terrace. Okay. Would you prefer to have something that has a full permanent roof on it or they'll do like a combination roof up on the rooftop terrace. They'll have like some sort of shelter up there. It won't all be exposed to the wind and the rain.
To me, if entertainment is priority, then you'd think penthouse because you want to show off.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to have something that's dark half the time. Double brick insulation. Okay, yep, they've got that. But you're also under someone as well. And also then they say concrete structure ceiling. What does that matter? If no one's on top of you, like in the penthouse, what does it matter what your ceiling's made out of?
True. As long as it keeps the rain off, keeps the elements off.
Yeah.
Yeah, odd choice. And she doesn't even mention the Art Deco finishes in that strategy plan.
She's a strange one.
But bloody hell, I love her. And I am...
The eyebrows are getting fiercer week on week as well.
The more of her ethnic roots that come out, the more I'm into her.
So do you feel like a bit of a connection with her now, do you?
Yeah. Because I know. If I was on that show, I'd 100% get the villain edit. And I would
Dude, we're getting out those eyebrow stencils for you next week. I'll bring my Sharpie.
And they're really growing in. They're really due for an appointment.
Actually, I have to say, they're looking really good.
Thanks. No, they need some maintenance.
No, but the structure's there.
Okay. Yeah. It's the bones are there.
Yeah, the bones are there.
So, speaking of, we should get to these room reveals.
Yes. We'll start off with apartment number one, Kerry and Spence.
Oh, Beige City, South Australia. They had a challenge earlier in the week where they had to do up a caravan and the previous contestant said, don't put too much beige, and then they just put all beige because you can't take the beige out of Kerry and Spence. It's not possible.
So those judges, the previous contestants, were Michael and Carlene from the Block Glasshouse, and they were also on the other Block show that was versus the House Rules contestants. And I just love Carlene. She's just got this really dry sense of humour and like can like pop in some great sick burns, but still being a decent human. She said no beige. And then they made their entire inside of their caravan linen.
It's because they're beige at heart. If this was Futurama, they'd be living on the neutral planet, Kerry and Spence.
It's hard. When you're a Barossa Valley sophisticate, you're going to want your whites, your beige, your linens, your earthy textures. You're not going retro caravan.
That said, I did really like their colour palette in their master suite. I love this kind of millennial pink throw.
Oh, I see that. I've just got this real kind of visceral reaction to this quilted velvet throw.
Really?
It's a nasty velvet they've used.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. There's something about it. I just don't like the shine on it. I prefer a more kind of matte velvet. It's too shiny.
Shiny velvet? I never would have looked at that so closely.
But look at it. You can see how I like the element where it doesn't have the light shining on it and you can see it's pink, but then the rest of it, it's like it's frosted.
But I think that would feel cool against your skin.
It could be either one of two things, this velvet. It could be like a silk rayon velvet, which would be really nice to touch and beautiful, or it could just be a really nasty polyester velvet.
Ooh, ooh.
And at this stage, I can't tell, but I just don't like it, Bea.
This is the first time I've ever been excited to go and do a walkthrough of these apartments because I want to touch some stuff. I want to touch that throw.
Yeah, there'll be a security guard there, but I'll make a distraction. Okay, and you can just go, well, actually, we both need to cause distractions so I can give you my expert touch on things and go, okay, yeah. All right, it's okay. It's rayon, Vaya.
Excellent. Well, we've distracted the security guard at the neighbour's street, so we can do this.
I just feel it's all a little bit boring, this room. And then...
Oh, the room is boring as fuck.
The pendant lights are terrible. They're just like little white discs and casting a really cool white glow in the room, which the judges said was very clinical.
I do not want a daylight lamp in the room, in my bedroom.
And look at the air conditioning vent as well. That's become quite the feature of this room.
Yeah, we'll talk about vents shortly. I'll never unsee them now because I've never noticed them before.
One thing I like in this room, which the judges didn't like, was the artwork.
You liked it?
I liked it. I thought it was beautiful colours and just a really nice abstract, stunning use of colour in there with the blue, picking up the pink from the questionable velvet throw. And, just a really beautiful abstract art.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's not offensive. I've got a friend that's an artist and I think I've seen her do similar sorts of things in her Year 12 projects.
I goddamn hate this bed ends, though.
Yeah, this is back into the kind of Frank Accozzo throwback.
It feels like very 1990 hotel. Maybe you'd see it at the Novotel or something.
Yes, you would see it in a hotel. It's got a little mini shelf for your coffee mug.
And then like a shelf for your Bible underneath it.
Have they really put a Bible there?
No, I'm joking. Oh. Just like your Motel Gideon's Bible.
And they had a bit of drama with this.
This doesn't say luxury master suite to me. It just, that could be something from the guest room.
And they had some drama because they ordered the bedhead and they didn't have PowerPoints. And then it was tools down on one of the days they were building. So then Spence had to get out the saw, the hand saw.
And he goes, and then now it's not tools down time for this tool, which I wasn't sure whether he was referring to his hand saw or himself.
And so he's finally trying to eke some personality out of himself. Mm. Spence is the poster child for just being a handsome dude, getting you through the world and not needing to...
He threw a bit of a sick burn against Kerry this week as well when they were talking about the caravans being retro and he said, you know, I'm a child of the 70s and Kerry is, and she goes, yes, I was born in 69.
Clearly that's a dinner time argument that they've just brought into the public sphere.
Hey, man, she looks younger than you. I wouldn't be delving too deep into
this. She looks $1 million.
I actually don't like the colour of the wood in the bedhead either.
It's gross.
But it's the same colour wood as the laminate in the walk-in robes.
Which the judges enjoyed.
Yes. And they were all quite all the walk-in robes will laminate this week.
Okay.
Which, I don't know, I'm just not really into.
I don't like the darkness in the wardrobe because the wardrobe's already quite dark because you've got all your clothes are usually quite dark.
Yeah.
So I like a light wardrobe.
The judges were wowed by all the walk-in robes this week, but of course they're going to look good. They're empty. Things only start looking like shit when they're full of your clothes.
Yes, when you have like rogue scarves, higgledy piggledy.
I don't want to see clutter and stuff everywhere. I just want some doors, Vaya. Mm.
Close it all up.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm more of a person who likes things visible. So I would need lots of kind of boxes and crates and shelves that I could piff things into.
Yeah.
So maybe if there was like some mesh.
Like a curtain. Like a...
No, like some mesh boxes or, you know, a high-end version of an IKEA Billy bookshelf with boxes that could come in and out, fabric things that I could sort of see through translucent things.
Yeah.
That would be good. So who was next?
Apartment two, Courtney and Hans, your Mile High Club.
Mile High Club. Yeah, they're wearing a bit thin on the Mile High Club.
So they had like a humongous bedroom to work with because they've got the biggest apartment on the block.
Which I didn't get a sense of all week. They're like, hey, you're going to finish painting this. And I couldn't get a sense of it. But when it finally came together, I understood how big it was.
What I don't understand with any of these schmucks with the big rooms, why weren't they spray painting their rooms?
What do you mean?
Well, you can get a spray gun. Well, first of all, you have to like block up the room like with plastic like your Dexter.
Okay.
So, but then you just get this spray gun out and you can like spray a whole room in under half an hour. And then you go back once that's dried. Spray it again, and then you've got your two coats of paint on.
Why didn't they do that? Well, my question was, just wallpaper one of the walls. Do a feature.
Yeah. Well, and actually, if you wallpaper it, that actually means you can get another professional in to wallpaper it.
Oh.
Whereas you're not allowed to hire a professional in to do any of your painting.
Why?
That's just the block rules.
What do you mean that's the block rules?
Well, that means that they have to be doing labour on it. Theoretically, you could get away without doing any physical labour on the block.
Okay.
But you have to paint.
Okay.
Obviously, they didn't finish painting their room.
I couldn't even tell.
What did you think of this bedroom?
Okay. On the surface, I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't mind these peaches with the reds and mustards all kind of. It was an interesting mix of colours. I didn't mind it. And I liked their little nook, their little seating nook with the chaise lounges and the little table. It was only till the judges pointed out that they didn't use the space well that I thought, oh, maybe I would have liked a couch, maybe a proper reading nook.
Because they're kind of pointless, those chairs at the end. I mean, what are you going to do there? They're not comfortable enough to lounge around in to read a book or whatever or look at your iPad.
You're going to sit and put your shoes on or sit and check the directions of where you got to go that day or something.
Yeah. In previous years, they've had like proper couches. There were coffee tables and a bit of a TV zone set up.
That's not. That works for me. Like a little sofa. Yeah, you could do your little morning
routine. Even there, they could have those chairs kind of pointed towards the window. So you're actually looking at something outside rather than it's pointed at a wall.
It's starting to feel a bit hotel now that I'm looking at it.
No, actually, the chairs are pointed at what Neil Whittaker described as the worst art he's seen in the history of the block.
This painting of a woman throwing her hair back.
In ecstasy.
Have a look at Instagram and...
It's not great, Vaya. It's like a very poor man's Bromley.
Unless it's someone we know. Like if that was like Taylor Swift or something, I'd be like, oh yeah, cool. But it's just a random lady.
And it's not great either. It's not a great piece of art.
But also I wasn't too thrilled with the up the ass shot of the palm tree that she was also considering.
Courtney is so paralyzed with indecision over her design choices, she only considered two pieces of art and they're both from the block shop. She didn't go and visit a gallery. She didn't go and visit an artist.
Or even a photographer or go on Jess's Gumtree.
Could have gone and visited David Bromley, got an absolutely stunning piece of art. Previous years they've gone to Greenhouse Interiors, which has an amazing range of artists.
Or I'd love it if someone actually just grabbed their iPhone, went down to the beach and took a nice shot of St Kilda and then blow it up.
In the previous few years, somebody has done that. They've based it all on their photographic work of the local area. And I think it worked okay. It didn't wow the judges too much, but it didn't look as bad as this, the worst piece of art in the block history.
I wouldn't be marrying myself to it the way Courtney did.
Yeah, no, it's not great. I just don't like the combination. You know, when Shayna came in, she mentioned how she doesn't normally like burgundy, but it worked. I don't think it does work. I mean, if you take out those colours there, look at this. Looking at just the chair and the carpet together, it looks like something you'd see in a cinema foyer. Oh,
yeah, in the foyer, a theatre foyer.
Yeah, like burgundy chair and charcoal carpet.
I do love the charcoal carpet though.
So I don't think it works well with the warm kind of linen-y coloured wall behind it.
Yeah, you're right. And the gold fan is a really big contrast to it. And yeah. I'm done with these white sheer curtains. They're so dull.
I don't think it works in this room.
No.
I think it looks better on a white wall where you're going this whole kind of Hamptons kind of tropical kind of feel to it. Here it's, I love the pendant light fittings. I think they're really beautiful and have a nice warm glow to them. And I do love the gold fan as well. And I actually really like the use of fans in bedrooms. I've got one in my bedroom and it's so beautiful on a hot night to just have that kind of really light breeze brushing over you.
Yeah, because it can, in summer, it can feel sometimes quite artificial to have the aircon blaring at you, but it's nice to have just a bit of a gentle breeze without the
coldness.
St. Kilda locals clambering through your windows.
Exactly. Ready to steal your gold fan. And hang on. I've just noticed on their bedside, they've got like a glass ornament, the same as one I've got at home.
Which one?
It's like this glass mushroom, which is the same as my Amanda Drizanik.
That's the one I thought reminded me of the dragonfly in amber in Jurassic Park.
Honestly, yeah, it should have been something where you'd open the door and you go, wow, this is a massive space. This is a massive luxurious space. And this room doesn't speak to that at all.
And I would want a dual function, even if you put a desk in there. Or it's weird that they had in the guest room week, they had libraries and study nooks and things, whereas I would rather luxuriate in my master suite that was beautiful. I'd want to spend more time in there and read and do my work and those sorts of things.
Look, I don't have a walk-in robe myself, but I think it was these guys who had like a makeup counter, like a beauty counter in their walk-in robe.
Yes.
I think they could have done something like that in the place where they've got the ugly art, had some sort of beautiful dressing table there. I don't know. Or is that passé to have a dressing table in your bedroom when you've got a walk-in robe?
It's hard to say. In the era of YouTube beauty gurus, it's good to have it near natural light, actually.
Mm. I would love to see a big mirror in there as well, particularly because it's a south-facing apartment. If they had a mirror reflecting more light into that room, I think it would be better.
Definitely a mirror bigger than that tiny Kmart round thing that
which is half hidden behind curtains as well.
All right, I'm sick of looking at that lady throwing her hair back.
Next is apartment 3, your favorites.
Yeah.
Shaden.
And my favorite apartment of the week.
Yeah.
And the winner of the week.
I know, they've really turned their fortunes around.
So clearly in editing they've built up this story arc with them having their fall from grace and then their triumphant comeback.
Now, Vaya, would you like to learn a new design term?
Love to.
Okay, it's ziggurat.
Oh, well, I know the word.
Ziggurat. It's actually a word to describe a form of pyramid, which goes up in steps.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, which is actually the shape of this bed end. And it's a really common Art Deco motif. And you'll see it a lot in cornicing, ceiling roses, external brickwork, tiling, anything that needs kind of like a corner to step up. This adds a bit of extra interest to that corner.
There's some real pizzazz that it brings. I like it.
So they've got a ziggurat bedhead.
The Beautiful Girls. That was the band that had an album called Ziggurats. That's why it was in my head. The navy blue. This is, okay, I know why I like it.
Yeah.
It's just pretty. Kate, talk to me about why it's good.
Well, I liked it because it wasn't too contrasty. I'm so goddamn sick of seeing bloody velvet bedheads on this block. And I really liked that it wasn't a contrast. It wasn't like this pop of jewel colours against the wall. So you've got, looks quite contrasty on Instagram, but it really kind of blended in the navy bedhead on the navy, matching navy feature wall behind it with brass studs picking out the ziggurat shape.
Yeah, don't mention the wall, brass. and the matching ottoman at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Beautiful.
And the whole bed base was also upholstered in the same blue velvet too. It was just a really stunning use of colour. They've used a lot of white in this room and millennial pink.
Beautiful.
On the bed. They've got that same grey carpet as the previous apartment, but they've worked with it well by using a similar toned wood on their bedsides.
The downside for me is the sperm art on the wall, which the judges liked, but I wasn't into it all. It looks like a screensaver.
I love the art, actually. I thought it was really beautiful. I liked the pastel colours. It also picked out a touch of the metallic circles in it. It's not lighting any fires for you, is it? But the art in this room was in the right spot, as opposed to in Kerry and Spencer's room, when it was actually in the wall to the left as you came in. So you couldn't see it because it was behind the door. Yeah.
I do think they got a leg up from getting a private consult with Shayna.
Oh, for sure. And Shayna said that when she came in. She said, oh, this is an exercise in paring back, because originally they were going to do all these other features like textured wallpaper and the rendering. Mm. And, yeah, she was just really impressed that it was an exercise in restraint.
I would actually love to see a blinged out version of this room. I want to see what she was really going to do.
You want to see the Franco Cozzo version of this room.
I want it. I'm there. I'm living for it. It was weird that Neil called it cute. Because this is cute.
Oh, he described it as a quote-unquote nice bedroom, which to me sounds like you're damning with faint praise. But it is kind of – it's a perfect example of modern art deco. You've got your art deco – one art deco influence in the room with the bed end, but the rest of it feels really contemporary.
Tick. And sensor lights in the wardrobe. Fancy pants.
Oh, they love that. Oh, but one point they made was that the ensuite really doesn't match the bedroom and the walk-in robe.
No, not at all.
So they've really got to
do some
shit in there.
Do you know what would have been amazing for that controversial bathroom with the brass bath, which now that I see this navy and brass bedhead would be beautiful, is if they had some navy in that bathroom.
Yes. And that could even just be soft furnishings that you bring in as well.
Right. But even in the tiling.
Yeah. I like to keep things neutral in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Look, I think they're going to have to nix all their black walls in there to make it feel as light and bright as the bedroom and the walk-in robe.
Okay.
Next, we've got apartment 4, the old bogues from Queensland.
Oh, they like to bring some of the Sunshine State into their room here with the golden cushions.
Oh, and this week on Australian Gogglebox, the block was featured on it.
Exquisite, if you can access it.
Hilarious, because all of the contestants were going, hang on, is he her father?
And the piste de resistance was Anastasia reviewing Shaden's bathroom. The drama llamas,
yes.
And just going, it's too woggy.
That was the best.
Perfection. Does this room look a little pokey to you, this penthouse master?
It is a small room. That's the downside of the penthouse. As Sarah pointed out to us, we've got less square footage in these rooms.
Which is a massive strike against it for me.
And remember, they had a super pokey bathroom as well.
Yeah, so yuck.
I don't know what's happened with the floor plan of this, because the Netties don't seem to be as affected by space as they are.
I know that the Netties played around with it a bit and moved some walls around.
Yeah. Their bed is styled amazingly well, I think.
Oh, really? To me, it looks a bit cluttered.
Look, there's a lot of cushions going on. The thing that's kind of hard to see when you look at the straight-on picture of it is that, well, I think the bed head being the same kind of colour as the blue accents on the bed kind of makes it feel like the bed is actually the full width of the nib wall hiding the wardrobe. Right.
What's a nib wall?
Nib wall is this wall that's behind the bed.
What does that – so does that mean there's something going on behind there?
Yes, the walk-in robe's behind there. So it's just like a little wall.
Separating the room.
Yeah, a separating wall, and that you can put the bed against there.
Cool. I love those lights. They're fun.
I love them too. I've never seen anything like them.
They look like scribbles.
Exactly. They look like scribbles, kind of like neon light scribbles.
Golden scribbles.
Beautiful.
In the best way.
And really contemporary and fresh. I'm not a massive fan of yellow. So that's – I don't love that, but I do think they've executed it well.
Yellow's my favourite colour. I've got a yellow
card. Controversy.
Yeah, yellow's my – but I don't know that yellow in the – if I'm going to do yellow in the bedroom, which I've done.
Yes.
When I, you know, in one of my share houses, I had like a lemon yellow sort of spring type of with little pink flowers embroidered on it and, you know, like a lemon yellow in the bedroom. This kind of mustardy golden colour, yeah, I don't know.
It's like a bit of a burnt gold colour in here. Now, the elephant in this room, the TV, about a metre from the end of the bed. So Darren absolutely loved the bed, but then Neil said, just feels like we're in gold class here.
Gold class cinema. This is where the Queenslanders go, what would be in our dream penthouse bedroom? Oh, telly on the wall.
Oh, for sure. I still fondly recall the days I had a TV in my bedroom, which was like about 15 years ago.
Me too. And it was a little proper fat back box
TV. Yes, it took up a lot of space.
But in the days of your iPads, laptops, whatever, you don't need a TV in the bedroom.
No.
I just prop my iPad up on my lap and away I go.
Yeah, and squint.
I mean, I've got my glasses on, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't like their art. Splotchy art.
No, it's nothing to write home about. But yeah, Shayna described it as claustrophobic, which I think she's right with that.
What about the year 2000 style niches that they got criticized for?
Oh, that was a classic. That, would she say, oh, that's what you shouldn't trust a middle-aged man from the outer suburbs?
Bendigo.
Oh, from Bendigo.
So were they Foreman Keith's choices, those niches?
No, I think it was their builder.
Oh, okay.
Who suggested it.
Yeah. They've got a little vanity in their walk-in robe too. I like that velvety chair.
That is pretty.
But I think the problem with these vanities in the wardrobes, I like them, but I don't think I want to be cooped up in my bedroom wardrobe doing my makeup.
I want natural light. I prefer it to be in the bathroom where if I spill a bit of my makeup, I can just grab and the tissue and wipe it up and it's gone.
And if you're anything like me and you're flustered and getting ready, you're sweating, you're hot, you don't want to be cooped up in that wardrobe.
In a velvet chair, sweating on it.
No, you want to be out in your, maybe in your big open bedroom.
And also, if I'm going to sit down and do my makeup like I'm a goddamn 1950s Hollywood film star.
Not in the car.
I don't want to be doing it in like 60 centimetres of space. Yeah. Like that seems pretty pokey there.
I want to spread my shit out.
I want to be able to like put my elbows out so I can do my proper, you know, winged eyeliner.
And if you're a St Kilda couple, you're enjoying the nightlife, they should be making a feature with this vanity and having like a big makeup storage compartment.
Anyway, this is where the penthouses are let down by their lack of floor space. But, you know, weigh that up against having a large terrace. At the end of the day, the terrace is going to be more impressive than an extra meter in your walk-in robe.
I'll see about that because I think I'd prefer it. Maybe not in my walk-in robe, but I'd prefer an extra meter in my bedroom at least.
Okay, and finally, your favourite.
My faves.
The netties.
Netballers Bianca and Carla, who I got to say got a rough deal this week. They were patronised left, right and centre by those bloody four men. Firstly, I love that they took half an hour to go have a little surf in the beach. A
bit of stand-up paddleboarding.
Paddleboard action. They're like, we're waiting for paint to dry. What else are you going to do? I think they get cut a rough deal because they're not always on site building because they're not builders. So they've often got to go out and do other stuff and buy their furnishings and whatnot.
It is the golden rule of the block, one on site, one at the shops.
Yeah, what's Bugger Lugs going to do who doesn't know how to build? Just sit there and watch
paint
dry. You
have to sit there and you have to say, yes, that's what you're doing. Oh, that's what this guy's doing now. You have to like be on top of everything. Okay. You have to be there if Keith comes up to you and says, all right, we're going to have to shut down the crane for 3 hours. What do you need done in the next half hour?
Okay.
So things like that. Otherwise, you do fall behind.
Can you talk to me about the shit crack that the four men had, four Dan and four man, Blockinator, Keith, about the air conditioning grill?
I think they've got a point.
This is the block up of the week.
Yes, this is air conditioner grill gate.
Explain it to me because I don't care.
Okay, so this is all ducted air conditioning, so that you need a grill in your room to actually let the cold air into it. And it is a bit disingenuous to present a room without incorporating that grill into your room because it's not the finished room in the end.
But this is where I kind of play. I play into the girls.
You sympathise with
them. I sympathise with them because Bianca said we told them to put it in and we bought the grill paint to paint it. So they had every intention of presenting it.
But did she actually say we told them to put it in?
They had spray paint ordered in the same colour as the walls.
Yeah.
So they were going to spray paint over it.
Yeah. Well, look, it just didn't get done. And it is...
And maybe
it's not right to show a room that isn't what the finished product's going to be.
And maybe if one of them had sat there and looked at everything, they would have remembered. Like, if you're telling them to do stuff like that, you should be checking that off.
Yeah, you should be there on site saying, it's looking great, but where's my hole for my aircon?
Yeah, where's my hole?
And also, they had another problem this week with their feature wall in that it was out of square. And Keith could pick that up visually, which isn't great.
But it didn't get mentioned on judging.
I think they might have fixed it. Though they did say that the finishing on that wall was bad.
Okay.
I think they did pick up that it was a little bit out of wonk.
Can you describe this wall to the layman?
It's kind of – it's slats, painted slats that are – some are perpendicular against each other and, well, they're all meant to be parallel or square. They were just – over a short section of space, some slats had risen up by a centimetre at one end. I think it was these ones directly above the bed end, which would be really noticeable when you've got a big horizontal stripe at the end of the bed end against it. You'd be going – why am I only seeing part of a slat here when I should be seeing the full slat?
I did love the grey on grey on grey.
Yeah, that looked great.
Textures. And I want to call bullshit on the judges. I think it was Shayna called this room too masculine. Well, look, what even does that mean anymore?
It's hard to say. It's hard to admire the fully monochromatic grey palette they've gone with and then come back and say, oh, well, but it's too masculine.
Also, I'm a girly, girly, girly girl, and I love my florals and my pinks and my yellows and whatever. But I love this. If I was in there, I'd probably put some more feminine touches in there.
Mm.
But I don't see it as quote unquote too masculine. And also, what if there's a nice St Kilda couple of gay men that want to live in here and don't want to go wang.
They've got the cash there.
They don't want to go wang to wang in Norman Jess's bathroom. Yep. So they like the Victorians set up here. And I think that this would be fabulous for them.
I feel they could really do with some pink art in there to lift it. And that's something that a buyer can easily take away if they're not into pink art.
If you want to get your pink dollar in, get some pink art up.
Yes. And they do have little accents of pink in the room, which is they've got like a little pot on top of their feature wall. Hang on, what is that? I can't even tell what that is. They've got like a timber feature wall again on the opposite end of the bed.
Some panelling or something.
Yeah. And some flowers. There you go. Tell me that's not feminine.
Yeah, bloody vase of flowers. What dude's coming in with a vase of flowers?
But they, you know what they've got in this room, which would be my steal of the week? The Samsung Art TV.
Can you explain to me how this even works?
So it looks, I don't know, but it looks sensational.
What sorcery is this? It's a painting, but it becomes a TV, and then it becomes a painting again when you're not using it.
It looks like a piece of art, except as Darren said, it's got Samsung written on the side. It's amazing. It doesn't look illuminated in any way.
It's stunning. And the art that is the decoy is a lovely they've chosen well with the art.
What do you reckon it is? I thought it was like a blowfish or something.
No, it looks like the moon and there's a person. There's an outline of a person if you zoom in.
I think we need to, like, I thought it was a blowfish.
It's a person like stretching back like that. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking it's a blowfish. All right, let's look at this Samsung.
Why would you have a blowfish?
I don't know.
And does the TV choose the art or do you get to choose
the art? Oh, no, they got to choose it. They showed that earlier in the week, that it took a lot of choosing to find this.
Can I just say shout out to poor Lou Sheldon, who's the artist of the quote-unquote worst art they've ever seen.
Bloody hell. I want one of these TVs, though. They've sold me on this. I know, maybe we need to put this to our Facebook group. What is it? Is it a person? Is it a blowfish? It's
Buddy Watch Pod is our Facebook group or Twitter or Instagram. Can you talk to me about the erection light?
It's not great.
Maybe that's what the masculine feel came from. The big pole at half mast.
So instead of having two bedside lights or pendants, they've just got this big old pole with a light bulb on the end that looks like it's just begging to be smashed into a wall.
Especially with those tall girls walking around in there. Mm. And one of the judges said, doesn't anyone read in bed anymore? And the girls pointed out quite rightly, well, people have got Kindles and phones and iPads.
Well, with my husband and I, only I have a bedside light and I don't use it to read, I'm afraid. I use my phone. I'll use my iPad.
Also, when you do share a bed with a partner, you fall asleep at different times.
Yeah.
So it's rude for one of you to keep your light on when you're reading. So that's why I do read on my device. I want to say that Team Victoria, the netballers, are really great at working in technical aspects in a really elegant way without being in your face about it like Norm and Jess with their Alexa.
I love this so much. I think this is my steal for the whole block. I will be like, I don't think I'll find anything I love as much as this TV.
I am going to be basic and I am stealing Shaden's Art Deco bedhead.
Okay.
That lush blue, gorgeous thing. Ugh, stunning.
We could make that ourselves, Vaya.
Yeah, but we won't.
Come on. We'll just go up to Bunnings, pay the guy up there something extra to cut it into a ziggurat shape.
Can you do that?
Oh, well, they'll cut if you need a specific length of timber, they'll cut it for you for free.
All right, this is already too many steps. I'm not doing that.
Get out the staple gun, get a bit of batting from Spotlight, bang, 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 tap in the little brass tacks, done.
I already reupholstered the chair you're sitting on and that's my DIY for the next 5 years done, I reckon.
Okay, the Netties did my favourite walk-in robe. You know why, Van? It has doors on it.
Oh, perfect. Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, can I sidebar here?
Yeah.
I love Carla. I just really love her a lot. I've just got a real soft spot for her.
Yeah. I find her a bit bland.
Sorry,
Carla.
She's just something about her. I'm really into her.
Yeah.
I love her design. I love her the special braids she did in her hair for judging.
I was liking how they said tonight that they were worried about their room and they were saying, yeah, Kerry and Spence, they said they had a hospital room. Courtney and Hans, retirement village. Norm and Jess is gold class. and their room was too masculine. It was a good summing up, and it was in that summing up that I thought, oh, well, Shaden are going to win at this point. Did you notice after their win this week, Sarah actually seemed somewhat humble? That's the first time I've seen that. There was no gloating.
She just looked a bit exhausted. Anyway, I'm pumped for Living and Dining Week because we have a bit of a block insider.
Oh, yeah. This is so exciting.
That we've been tweeting. Maybe we can sweet talk him into having a bit of a chat with us.
Fingers crossed.
I'm pumped. I want to find out every secret I can possibly extract from him.
I know. Will we have to scramble his or her voice?
Like a kidnapper ransom.
Are they like deep throat here?
we'll see what we can do. Anyway, thank you. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with a mate who likes watching the block or who likes hanging shit on telly. We are Buddy Watch Pod on all the socials. And I'm Vaya Pashos on Twitter.
And I'm Kate. My name's @remued.
R-E-M-U-E-D. And we'll chat to you guys next room reveal.
Bye.